think that after that you make their presentation, they will make their presentation and then we'll allow them to come and we'll plan to interrogate their presentation. Man's on the floor is making presentation as you. Okay, both of you will be assisting each other to make this presentation. And I think the machine is working now, the project, I think we'll be able then to see as they do their presentation and then work on this matter. Bearing in mind that colleagues, we had a meeting with the Auditor General, they brief us already, or yesterday on some of the challenges faced by the folks in South Africa. And then they view that I have expressed general about these issues. The commanders here really members are well informed about the real challenges. And then for sure we'll be able to engage with Manda and the team to ensure that the issue that we raised by the Auditor General yesterday, they don't block her forever in our life. I'm aware some of the issues can reoccur for the next 20 years sometimes. But it shouldn't happen that part at all. I think we must find ways and means of addressing some of the reoccurring issues. That is really because that was the main purpose why we briefed by the because when we meet with them, we have a very clear picture of the state of the problem in South Africa, what are the challenges that we should do, and how we're going to be raising issues with them. And then surely I think my concern is there are three members of parliament who are relatively well informed about the state of the problem in South Africa, what are the critical issues there. And then take your time really to present things and see how you convince us to accept some of the issues that are raised by what is a general. I invite you then to take the floor and lead us on the presentation.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. And let me greet all the Honorable members in the House, as well as the representatives from the Office of the Minister. Firstly, I'd like to just apologize for this much delay on the presentation. But before I do that, Mr. Ngwane Balfour, the chairperson of BSA, has made his apology for the meeting, as well as the Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Mofat Kete. And let me introduce on my right Mr. Brani Musemi. She is at the BSA office as a financial accountant. Then the presentation briefly is to take you from the year 2011-2012 and just to highlight, you know, some of the achievements, the challenges, as well as the Auditor General's report.
On Ilona's presentation, and I hear that the presenter is citing apologies of the accounting officer as well as the chairperson of the board. I don't know chairperson because only he gives the apologies. The apologies do not actually say exactly where are they coming. Because I think when you invite, the invitation goes on time, and if they have other commitments, because they should actually clarify to us so that we can take apology as an apology that merits that we can actually get a presentation from an incumbent that is not an accounting officer. Can you be clarified, please?
Okay, so I think Mandro can say the reasons.
Unfortunately, both of them, they are engaged in personal commitments that were beyond their control. They were supposed to be here, but I think that the chairperson will be briefed formally with regards to that.
It's not for the chairperson to be briefed. It's for us to be briefed by the chairperson. You know? If we have meetings, there's the chairperson, you know, he's here. That is his responsibility. And I think and I agree that if somebody is not going to be here, then, you know, in fact, Chairperson, because if you look at this report, Chairperson, there are serious things that we must, if you want to talk eyeball to eyeball with the people really concerned, the man in charge of boxing South Africa. But I think it's better if he is present, so that, you know, it's not a, you know, his mom not telling me this, he must hear it first hand from us. Understand? And therefore, I really sort of take exception. I just wanted to know, Chairperson, when was the Boxing South Africa informed about this meeting?
I don't have the invitation with me, but I'm trying to just rewind my intellectual consent here, but I think somewhere last year...
There could be a problem.
it should be prior to, yeah, it is last month prior to the end of last session. And I think it was, the invitation was given about 4 weeks prior to them coming, so which is within the required number of days for stakeholders to be invited. Thanks. Yeah, is it, I think we need to look at this issue of also resilience. The last time when we were preparing for the BRS, they were also not part of it. And it's a very serious concern. With all these problems we are encountering. And really, the accounting officer, when we deal with this matter, must be here. And I must say that the comrade Corey or the CEO, let me take out this comrade issue. On Monday I was here, sir. He was begging to get hold of both the CEO and the chair. So he requested me, as a person was here, to try to assist him. I managed to get the chair person. But I think must have been there in the Israeli with his ship. Because the communication was not very clear. So I just thought, let me raise this issue that, and I'm happy there are some officials from the department here, so that they can also try to sit down with them and explain to them the importance for them to be here. So that we as Donald is honorable here, sir, because I don't want to be taken to a DC for calling Donald. That we need to engage more especially the issues which are raised by the AG, so that we can see also that what progress has been done to rectify this mistake. Thank you, sir.
You see, we are here to look after the interests of our boxers too. It's not about money only, Chairperson. You know, our boxers are being treated badly, internationally badly too. Their titles are taken, all these things happen to their Chairperson. And sometimes it begins somewhere, Chairperson. If you can't look after these things, how can we look after our boxers, Chairperson? Do you understand? And it impacts on that too, Chairperson. At the end of the day, the boxers will think that we don't care about their Chairperson. Us too. And therefore, I'm very, very serious when I talk about, it's not only about money, Chairperson. It's all about the lives of our people. Because that's why Boxing South Africa was formed, Chairperson. That is why it was formed. To protect the interests of our boxers.
Even before presentation, you want to make your own presentation, but Honorable Mackenzie...
No, I think it's been said. I'll wait for the presentation.
You wait for the presentation.
Chairperson, it may be because we are subject to the collective takes. But if I were to be harsh, I would turn them back and request that when we meet and discuss on the annual report. The accounting officer is here. And I remember there were questions that we asked, even in the last meeting, which were actually not reflected whilst the chairperson was presenting. We don't know whether those things are now captured or not, and we don't have somebody to talk to direct. If maybe one of them was among the delegation to Boston, South Africa, but subject to the collective decision. But I would propose that they are sent back, because if you look at the time of the invitation, and especially when I get the apology, the personal things that are going to be communicated to the chairperson, how do you actually look down upon the chairperson and wait for us to ask you where are they, and then you say to us you are going to communicate to the chairperson about that? To me, it's unacceptable, chairperson. Thank you.
Okay, Commissioner, I think Mr. Lee just said it through that when I'm saying comrade, I mean honorable member. And honorable member, and friends and colleagues. I mustn't offend you. I do think that honorable members, we are raising valid points. And then this is a very important period for department and all agencies. In fact, all of them are here. CEOs are here. Even when there's no CEO, but senior people in that department are here. Just to please members of parliament, of course. And then we are lawmakers, we are policymakers in the country. So we represent the entire aspirations of our people. We shouldn't be treated shabbily. I think that's the point that we are raising. Departments must take care of this. And that members of parliament must never be treated shabbily. Show the every person invited by parliament. A person must make every effort to appear before the Commons of Parliament. I think members are raising these issues. However, I think we should allow them, because they are here to make presentation. Based on how they answer the question of those presentations, we may take a view that there should be a follow-up meeting with our colleagues here. But I think it would be fair for us to hear what are the issues. We may find that they are well equipped to answer all the questions that we are going to raise. But of the advantages that we have briefed by the Auditor General in terms of the financial state of this agency. Therefore, I think we are much more relatively well prepared to engage with them. Of course, as we engage with them, we'll then judge whether they are capable of answering any question that they're going to pose. But I guess we'll not allow them to make presentation. And we know this point, and Sumaya is here also, in terms of the department. This is our agency created by us. Bearing in mind what the Auditor General was proposing yesterday, what I think the committee must also consider is that as we engage with some of the issues that were raised yesterday. And then, because those are actual issues, and not just essays, I think there's whom they can attend essays, but those are factual issues about the fate of the people in South Africa, the problems that they are facing, how long it's been there, is impossibility for solution, no solution. I think it's very clear in what we are facing in terms of both South Africa, but let us allow them to make presentation and then note some of the issues there, then we can engage with them. Manda, you should take them the platform and make the presentation. But yourself, of course, also convey the displeasure of members of parliament. Notwithstanding of all the reasons that are stated, but it's very important to do that. Because all impact should be compulsory for people to leave everything. Personal issues sometimes are much more difficult because we don't know whether it's a personal issue. Many people are in hospitals or parishes, there are a lot of other things that are much more personal. It's a very difficult thing. Sometimes people wouldn't want to divide their personal issues. I think we respect that. But I think members are expressing a view that we give enough time to prepare for it. I hope you are prepared for it. Department is here to back you up, I guess. Then can then make this presentation and start then to discuss the issues around boxing for that. And we can then take that floor and move on.
Thank you, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members. The issues you've raised are taken very seriously and will be conveyed as such. I'm here as a board member of Boxing SA, so I think you should be comfortable in terms of presenting this presentation. Right. Just as a status, the money provided in the Boxing Act, that we need to provide a new structure for professional boxing in the Republic to ensure effective and efficient administration of professional boxing, to recognize amateur boxing, to create synergy between professional and amateur boxing, to establish a boxing commission known as Boxing SA, to promote interaction between associations of boxers, managers, promoters, trainers, and the rest of the licenses. I think it's good that we start in that way so that we can understand and manage. We set in a strategic plan in November as the new board, and we've crafted a new vision. A new vision that will be guiding our operations moving forward for the next 5 years. And this vision is saying we want to be a leading sport coach in South Africa and a world-class boxing authority. This vision is crafted to really place us in the ladder of the sporting codes within the country. Our mission wants to be effective and efficient in administration and regulation of professional boxing in the country, with these four values underpinning our operations: professionalism, leadership, accountability, and diversity. Hence, we're here to come and account to the portfolio committee. Before we go to the issues of finances, we thought that let us just highlight the achievements for 2011. The board was appointed on the 28th of August 2011, which was supposed to be done around about April. We held a boxing induction of the board so that we can be taken through all the processes within Boxing South Africa. And for this financial year, we had about 4 board meetings. Moving further, we made sure that there is a successful establishment of committees, which were not there in place, the events section and committee, because the day-to-day operations of boxing are light within the section committee. The rating committee is also very key in terms of boxing operations, because it is like our log, you know, when you talk of PSL, where boxers are rated, the best performers, top them. We established a disciplinary committee to take care of all disciplinary issues within the boxing fraternity, as well as the management committee, which are all subcommittees of the board. And further on, an audit committee will be interviewed next week so that we can have a properly constituted audit committee to look at our finances. Further to that, we've developed an action plan to rectify all the findings of the 2010-2011 report, resulting in an improved report for 2012 and 2013. We can say that throughout our office, all the reports to the Department of Sports, Treasury, as well as the Auditor General, they were submitted on a timely basis. The deadline was submitted on time, as well as all quarterly reports, which is a milestone in the boxing history in this country. To further communicate our strategic plan, as enshrined in our mandate, to say that we had a roadshow to talk to our stakeholders, that is the boxers, the managers, the trainers, as well as the promoters, because it is not about strategic plan. It is a strategic plan for all the stakeholders. So during the month of February, we were all around the country to speak to the licensees of Boxing SA so that they can have input in the strategic plan, of which I can say that those roadshows went very, very well, and the input was taken from the licenses. And the further achievement, recently, surely by 2 weeks, ago, I mean 2 days ago, the SABC was supposed to have signed the final memorandum of understanding between Boxing South Africa and the SABC. We have adopted it on our side as the Boxing SA. We were just waiting for the final signatures from the SABC, which was supposed to be have done in the last 2 days. As well as we adopted a functional structure consisting of the director communication, because at this stage, Boxing South Africa doesn't have a properly constituted top management team. Therefore, for us to really talk to our mandate, for us to really assist in terms of pro-
providing what the country is needing when it comes to boxing in the country. There has to be proper management within Boxing SA, communication and marketing, compliance and monitoring, because boxing is dealing on a day-to-day basis with contractual issues, compliance issues. Therefore, there has to be someone who's at a direct level to look at compliance and monitoring issues. The corporate services as well, a director that looks at all our issues when it comes to issues of HR, IT and so forth, because we don't have such a human resource within Boxing South Africa. The others went out for the CFO, which I believe that by the end of October, November, a CFO would have been appointed by then. Further to that is the appropriate licensing of boxing stakeholders. Because the Act is very clear when it comes to that, that is only the board that must license stakeholders within the boxing fraternity. And I can boldly say that for the first time this, in the history of this country, all the licenses were provided by the board. All the names of boxers, trainers, promoters, they came and be endorsed in a board meeting, which is a historical achievement in this country, because normally things were not done in the way that they were supposed to be done. And just briefly now on the actual issue, that is the boxing itself in the ring. We had about 77 tournaments in the reporting financial year promoted throughout the country. And we can say that 17 out of those were female bouts. And I believe that in our last meeting with the portfolio committee, the issue of female boxers was raised. And we can safely say that we are looking at that. And recently in Islamland, we had the World Boxing Association title for Nontenge. You know, unfortunately, she lost. And again, you know, we are looking at that. Unashin Yekeni, in the month of December, will also be fighting for a world title. So it's something that is this board. We are really looking at it. Even the promotion of officials, we've got female officials that are really coming on board. Just a brief background and when it comes to provinces. Eastern Cape has got 38 tournaments, which is the main hub of boxing in the country. Gauteng is following there with 21 tournaments. KZN with 11 tournaments. Limpopo with 6. Western Cape with 6. Free State with 2. And Mpumalanga with 1. And you can note that not all provinces, like the Northern Cape, is not there, is not highlighted. So it means that there has to be drastic measures that are taken to talk to the sports department in that particular region, or so that there has to be promotion of boxing in that province. Just to come to challenges, we've got the strategic plan, we've got the mandate as enshrined in the Act, but the SRFA grant is not adequate to meet our legislative requirements. That is a fact. That I believe we all know. There are no financial resources available to finance our strategic projects as per the strategic plan 2012-2017. For instance, to hire all the directors that I mentioned so that this ship can be steered to the right direction. It cannot only be the CEO who is the highest member within the office. We've got a program for baby chance. We cannot roll out baby chance because there is no adequate funding. We need to train our licensees, you know, on a month-to-month basis, but there is no budget for that. We've got focus on rural development, but we cannot engage in that program without proper and adequate financial resources available to us so that we can push these programs. Infrastructure development. We've got a view that there is a need for infrastructure development of boxing. We can have only 3 to 4 well-equipped gyms in the country, whilst we've got an ambition to produce world champions. Further to that, representation in international conventions to leverage BSA's presence in the world and the continent. When it comes to boxing, South Africa is really in the world now. But administrative, so, BSA cannot go and engage in international conventions. For instance, WBC is having a convention right in November. WBA is having a convention as well But without proper resources, we cannot go and represent the country and be part and parcel of those discussions at the international stage. Moving further, the provincial and local government support, with the exception of Eastern Cape and KZN. I can safely say that the government of the Eastern Cape is really on board when it comes to assisting boxing. There is a grant that they are providing on an annual basis to support development. KZN as well, but we've been engaging with, particularly the Western Cape, that there is no interest at all. So we hope that this house will be able to assist in terms of making sure that boxing is also part and parcel of the, you know, sport codes that are being given leverage within the province. So we want to move out in all other provinces so that, you know, boxing can be part and parcel of their plans. Private strategic partnership with corporate sponsors, because we can also rely on a government grant for us to push our programs. Therefore, engagement with the private sector in order to make sure that at least they are sponsored so that we can drive our programs to the right direction. So that was just an overview when it comes to challenges as well as achievements on a more of a strategic level. Then the runner will take over and deal with issues of the annual report, the finances, and so forth.
Let us deal with the broader challenges by their presentation, and then go for the Auditor General issues about money. And, but I guess that is a big picture that we must deal with it, and then we can go to the area that I think is one of them. If you allow us to do that, we will be forward to the board. A serious discussion about the state of boxing South Africa. Money, of course, will come to it, and once that we raise on money, natural, there's not sufficient money. That was the point that was going to be there. That we must discuss that the real issue, why did we put on the boxing for South Africa? The mandate is clear. Then let's have a discussion around this money for us. Let's start a discussion. I think we'll have to start. Ramsar, do you want to speak? And then Mr. Lee, Mahezi, Kora, and then Moon. Okay.
Thank you very much, Chair. Chair, firstly, I would like to know how old is this body, Boxing South Africa? That's my first question. The second one is, if you look at all these provinces, Mpumalanga, Northwest, and the Free State, they do not have development. I just want to know why, because I heard the speaker saying that they have approached Western Cape, and they say that there was no interest from the people of the Western Cape to join boxing. But I want to know what attempt have they made, you know, to approach the Free State, the Northwest, and Mpumalanga, because already they did approach the Western Cape. And what about the remaining ones? Thank you very much.
Yes, I also just want to, the last point that was raised, because this to me is a serious matter. And I'm taking this thing to the Western Cape government to go and find out from them, listen, what are we doing in boxing? What are you doing in boxing? You understand? So I take this very, very seriously. I also want to know what is happening in other provinces. I want to know that. Chairperson, now, we had a report from the Auditor General yesterday. And if you look at this report here, brother, they talk about the department, they talk about boxing South Africa, they also talk about luxury sport in South Africa. If you look at your section, boxing South Africa, everything is red. Everything is in the red. I only wanted to know when did this start.
I was there at the inception of box in South Africa. It started about 10 years ago, isn't it? I think 10 years ago. 2001, 11 years ago, going into 12 years ago. And it's been led since then. I'm serious, Chairman. It's led since then. We're talking over and over and over about the same thing. And nothing is done. That is why I'm so angry. That is why I agree with my comrade on my right here. That, you know, in the absence, we are, in fact, Chairperson, we are speaking in a vacuum here. It seems as if we are running away from our responsibility. Really, that is how it seems to me. And I also want to address the department. This is pulling you down, my friends. It's because, and sometimes I wonder, why don't we address this problem? Why don't we have mustered down until this thing is solved? I'm taking the chance again, Chairperson, not because of money, because we are not treating our people well. We are not looking after them. And before they accuse us also of not doing anything for them. That is why I'm taking the stance. So, Chairperson, first of all, they use a red. You look at this. Boxes are getting a red, five reds, one yellow. Look at this. All the red is boxing South Africa. Totally red. I'm very serious. I never made a joke. If you look at this, Chairperson.
The advantage is, the advantage is that they don't have the hope that they are presenting. Mm-hmm. And that's why you wanted to separate them to issue.
Yeah.
First thing, they brought down policy
matters.
And then they become the red and pink and brown.
Yeah, all then I want to say, Chairperson, that policy or whatever you are referring to, that's also in the red, Chairperson. I'm telling you, everything is in the red. And you are pulling down the Department of Sport too in South Africa. You see, the reason why they also get qualified orders and all these nasty things, Chairperson, is because of what in South Africa. This is what you are doing to this department. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I'd just like to thank the presenter, Spitz, and echo the comments that are highly unsatisfactory that the senior leadership is not here, but that's been dealt with. Chair, on the presentation, the mandate of Boxing Act 2 of 2001 to provide a new structure for professional boxing to ensure the effective and efficient administration. I think Mr. Lee touched on that with the ring. To recognize amateur boxing. We discussed that when amateur boxing came here, has it been done? Is there synergy between the two bodies? The answer is no. To promote an interaction, there's been a discussion, etc. But has it been formalized where there's one body that's respected by all stakeholders in the country? I'm not sure that that's the case. But let me just get on. Yesterday, a new gentleman was there, but one of the issues that cropped up was the issue of leadership. And that's for all departments. That's the department, that's boxing, and sales. And leadership was severely lacking. And that's why it worries me when on page 2, we talk about vision, and we talk about the mission, and the core value, one of the core values of leadership, it's not there. So, you know, I think that's a serious problem. Then we go to the SABC MOU. With respect, when SABC were here, and boxing before that, we discussed that MOU, and today it still hasn't been signed. And the gentleman who made the presentation can't tell us whether the board signed it 2 days ago. I have some sympathy, because the board of SABC is always being fired or changed all the time. So I can understand that. But gentlemen, this is unacceptable. This is an MOU. We cannot grow the sport without SABC intervention. I mean, we talked, my colleague John Lee talks about repeating myself, we can go on. Now, I just want to get on to something that I find a little bit offensive. When I look at this report here, and Chairperson, I was out when you made some rulings on what we could talk about, but there are two or three things that I must bring up here. On item 26 in this annual report of the finance, notes of the financial statements, the CEO gets a salary and a bonus. How can a CEO get a bonus when we're losing money? What organization gets a bonus when we're losing money? I have a serious problem with that. That's under item 26. And that's why the CEO should be here to account for that. Cannot have that situation. I mean, it's just totally unacceptable. I mean, that's arrogance. Arrogance of senior leadership not being here and then taking a bonus on top of it. It's unacceptable. Items 21 and 22, for some reason, they're the same figures for 211 and 212. I don't understand that. Now, this body, Boxing South Africa, received two massive injections. In addition to the normal grant that was approved by Parliament, you got another 8 million as a grant. In addition to that, the expansion of the SARS debt of 3.308 million. That's 11 million cash injection into your pocket. And then we're still losing money. I can't understand this. And now we go to another issue where you do deserve credit. On the expense side, you have reduced expenses by some 1.2 or 1.3 million. And that's commendable. And I see that the PSA awards weren't there. Are they going to come after these financials? So we have double dip following here. I don't know. But, and skill development wasn't there as well. That's worrying because that is linked to Lotto, but that is very, very rare. And so, gentlemen, I just, without further ado, I just want to say that I think there are some good things happening. And under the new leadership who aren't here today, it has to turn around. Otherwise, there will be consequences going forward. Because I think this committee is getting pretty tired of saying the same things. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. No, I actually wanted to pose a question on tournaments that was covered by Honorable Robert Dad when he spoke about the developments. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, sir. You know, at times you must recapture. You've been set up here. You know, Manda, Lapa, on this thing, on this document, on your mandate, yeah, is to ensure effective and efficient administration of professional working in the Republic. Does that happen? That is my question. On your, on page 13 of this report, you talk in terms also your development. Now, I heard you saying that the Eastern Cape is not boxing. I know there's boxing in most of them. There's boxing in George. There's boxing in Robertson. There's boxing in Park. What are we doing as Boxing South Africa? When you see that it is declining, do we go out and go and ponder what is happening? Why is it declining? I managed to get some boxing rings and for Robertson. And that's why I know that this is happening. To me, it's really a problem. And the targets which are setting yourself, in on page 26, I think item 26 of the report. Let me just get there. I'm going to get it now. Page 13. Achievement of plan targets, you only manage to get to 40%. Are we setting unrealistic targets for ourselves which you can't achieve? Because it's a problem for you to say that you go to down to 40% and you set yourself a target of whatever. Don't come and impress us. Set yourself reliable targets so that we can challenge you on your rival targets, which you said. But if you say that you are going to get those and higher paper, this Table Mountain, and you just get the foot of it, then you must be concerned about that. Thank you, sir.
Thank you,
Thank you, Commissioner Coram. Maybe we should allow them to answer some of the areas. To answer and also the other cash in terms of the finances, or the leverage ratio finances, and to come again to have a discussion on those issues. But I think we should do that. We shouldn't overwhelm them, because I think we've raised very important issues that they will need them also. I think they were recording every point. I think they'll be able to answer some of your questions. I think this is the idea, because I think that mandated would answer every question that they are putting. So, completely, I think I hear from that. I know that we are
being fine.
You see, Chairperson, this is all about control of money. Right? And now, you own all the committees. You have everything going, as you say, your achievements. But the most important committee you haven't formed, the audit committee, every year we sit on that, Chairperson. They are still going to. You know, they form this, the disciplinary, they form this, and the other. But the most important one, the audit committee, they haven't formed, Chairperson. That's the, and then, lucky Chairperson, I wonder, when are we going to allow Chairperson you, the department also to respond? Because this is also part of their responsibility, Chairperson.
Yeah, no, the idea is that we will allow them and the ones who respond and want to absolve. And of course they may open some of the committees here, yeah, I think we'll answer them. We'll have to start to understand one part of the issue, but I just present the court. And then we can take any responsibility to remember that.
But I think they are going to articulate them, sir. Otherwise, we are going to say moving from Johannesburg to Cape Town is an achievement. It can be a very, very difficult situation, but I think under the idea and the team can answer the problems here.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. I just want to remind Honourable Members that this board started on the 1st of September 2011, which was supposed to be 1st of April 2011. So we are 7 months in office. That you shouldn't miss, because part of our report is on the issues of the last board. However, we won't be saying the last board is the last board that. We will take all the punches, even though we are only 7 months in office. And I can safely say that within the 7 months, there are drastic changes. I can safely say that without fear of failure. Moving further, the issues of Mpumalanga, Northwest, and Free State. As I'm saying that the board members have been divided according to provinces. And unfortunately, we had resignations within the board, but they are not for this reporting period. Hence, we wouldn't see them appearing there. So already, the ones that we are reporting on, for instance, I'm in the Western Cape. I have been engaging personally with the department. I have been engaging with the government as well as the local government, that is the city of Cape Town. So hence you see that there is movement in, when it comes to Western Cape. Eastern Cape obviously is historical. One of our members as well is in the Eastern Cape. Gauteng, most of our board members are in the Gauteng region. So we are going to engage with other provinces to come and discuss buffing. So it is work in progress. Moving further, Honorable Lee is saying everything is red when it comes to boxing. Unfortunately, we don't know what is red. So we can't respond to that. Maybe when Devran is dealing with all the financial issues, some of the red issues will be answered in that particular presentation. I want to once again emphasize the fact that if you scrutinize our strategic plan, it talks to the welfare of boxers. It's one of our key principles. The welfare of boxers, at this point, we don't compromise on that. So the Honorable Lee, as the board, we are committed to make sure that the main person with
in the boxing fraternity is the boxer. So maybe when you scrutinize our strategic plan, you will see all those issues entailed there. The issue of Sanabo. We were busy engaging with Sanabo. Unfortunately, they were Olympics. We couldn't engage with them because they were in the Olympics. The second issue is that Sanabo is under administration. So who do we talk to when the structure is under administration? So it's something that we need guidance from the department because we want really to sit down and engage Sanabo on strategic issue to take boxing fair. Unfortunately, at this stage, there is a view that Sanabo is under administration. Therefore, we can't talk to a structure that is under administration. Hopefully, the department will give us guidance on that one. Moving further, the Federation of Associations. We say that we went to a roadshow. Within the roadshow, we made it very clear to the licensees that they need to establish associations, boxer associations, trainers, managers, and promoters, so that each province has got a well-constituted association, which in turn will be a national federation as provided by the Act. That is work in progress as well. We are awaiting reports from provinces because during the month of February, we left the mandate to all the licensees to establish provincial associations. Therefore, a federation of associations now at a national scale is also work in progress. But unfortunately, all these things, they need finances to be done. To call a meeting, to call people in one place, you know that it won't just happen in people. It will need resources. So if you can assist on that one, we'll be happy about that. The issue of the MOU. Fortunately, you were all here. We were here. SBC said that by the 28th of September, all this will be done. Citizens Demand was sitting where I'm sitting. 28th of September. I reported and said that SBSA, we've interrogated the MOU, went to the board meeting, adopted the MOU, we sent it to SABC for final signature on SABC. So you know all the issues happening in all these entities. So I won't go there. But I'm saying that I don't want to be an SABC, USA. We are playing ball around this issue of this MOU. But I'm saying that all the parties in principle agree that by the 28th of September, this was supposed to have been long done. And we've done our part. Then we're waiting for a feedback from SABC to give us a final signature so that we can know that this is a well-documented OMU agreed upon by both parties. The issue of salaries, Delbrani will deal with that, the issues of bonuses and all that. And for effective and efficient administration. If you look on all these committees that we've established, we are moving toward that direction. Because there was no way that we could be able to move without these committees at an administrative and a governance view. So I'm giving this committee that touch us on the next financial reporting year. Because some of the issues now is some of the packages that's coming historically from all these years. And even this qualification, 2006-2007 funds that were not handled well. So I'm saying that, please, prove this board on the 2012-2013, then you will see a difference. But we're here to take those punches. On the issues of reliable targets, the targets are there in the, as outlined in the strategic plan. But as I'm saying, if we are not providing adequate resources for us to move with what is entailed in the strategic plan, there's no way that we can move. You cannot send me to PAL and give me 20 rand petrol. Unfortunately, I won't be able to reach there. Give me all the necessary resources. Then you judge me on what you have given me. So I'm well saying that the finances will be presented and you will see the picture. You say there's 11 million increase and all that, but you will see what is the actual picture when it comes to finances. The government will deal with that. The issue of the audit committee, as I'm saying that next week, the appointments where the interviews are next week, and by the end of November, we will be having a fully functional audit committee to look on all the financial matters of Boxing South Africa. And Honorable Chair, I would request that maybe we can allow, because already some of the questions are coming from the financial part, we allow the rally to present so that we can deal, you know, with all these issues, you know, as a package. Thank you, Honorable Chair.
But I always wanted to separate two things. You have administrative issues and policy matters that need members of committee. And because don't forget that the auditor's report is a thorough factual information. It's not really about throwing bones. Because they don't throw bones. There is a line card on factual information. That one is not a question about the date of the boxing of Africa. I think what is a question about the provision of leadership in ensuring that the boxing of Africa performs its mandate accordingly. I think the point that we are raising that we are 7 months old, and therefore a month old, you are accountable for 2012-2013 financial year in terms of accounting the government. That is also a fair point. Despite the fact that both the Boxing South Africa was established in 2001, 11 years ago, if we come here today, there have been a lot of problems generally on this day. Mr. Lee was very well taught. There have been absolutely real caring problems every year. But I think under the same judge has passed the 2012-13 financial year or annual report, you'll see drastic changes in terms of the performance of the current board. And I think the point that is trying to do is that one. And then I think we'll move on. We'll allow colleagues to comment on this area as they go for. This is one of your finances, 10 million rand, there will be 20 million rand. Those are factual information. And then we are briefed by the auditor general the other day. That's why Mr. Lee is talking about the rest and the pink and the brown. That we are brief in detail about the state of the department and then also the state of the state and also the state of the program for that. And therefore, I think we'll be able to engage on that one so we can have to condition on it. But let me allow members to see the high level issues side. And what the members of parliament must always engage at a higher level, political level, bearing in mind that you are political leadership anyway, you are not administrative leadership. Therefore, ours is a political level to be interacting in the system of view on this. Of course, red and pink, I think, would be important.
Thank you, Chairperson. The red, I think, when you talk of South Africa, the red is not a good thing because from the board chairperson, we also talked of the national red, what. To me, I think the red could be the entity. But chairperson, what I wanted maybe to sort of ask and also make sure up to is the question of tournaments in provinces. When the presenter was giving us talking to his report, he mentioned that there are other provinces, or there is a province that is not included here. But I think from his report, he talked of throughout the country, I guess, the vegetarian tournament promoted throughout the country. When you talk of throughout, to me, you mean that all provinces are. And I'm expecting that from the tabling of the provinces, even the one that could not have any tournament should be there, especially that it's a public document. And if one looks at it and says outside our meeting, we would understand why is one province excluded, because they would maybe think that there is an omission. Where in the presentation? It's something that is actually told to us as a maybe, because of this and that. That is why I think we can. I suggest that in our next report, the financial year of 2013, which is going to be the improved one, as said by the presenter, we'll actually see that even if there are no performances in certain provinces, we need to see them actually appearing. And also, there is also a follow-up question, which when I was reading on the tournament, also taking also from the lack of support of some provinces, Western Cape being singled as the one that does not want to actually give any support at all. But when I look at the tournament, I can see that Western Cape had six tournaments, and the actual tournament are six that were performed. Let us ask myself, what support does the LEC need from provinces if maybe Western Cape is single to say it doesn't want to support, but at the same time the tournament, the six have been performed. What kind of support are we talking about? So that can actually assist us, whether that wants to follow up with the Western Cape, knows the tracking, which area does this problem lack support?
Thank you, Honourable Chair. Question not answered, Chairperson. The establishment of the audit committees, when will it happen, Chairperson? Because I want to hold you to it. Next year, I want to hear exactly when that committee was formed, Chairperson.
Okay. Honourable, I think I did touch on that one. I said next week is interview for audit committee. It was advertised, shortlisting was done. Next week is interview. So by the end of November, I said a fully functional audit committee will be in place. Hold me accountable to that. With regards to development in other provinces, we are encouraging our promoters for inter-provincial promotion. It doesn't mean that if you have a license to promote, you are staying in the Western Cape, you can only promote in Western Cape. This is a national license for you as a promoter. You can promote anywhere. Hence now, we are engaging with our promoters, for instance, in the Western Cape. There's good quality in the Western Cape. But the caliber of promoters, for instance, maybe they do not in that level of having international tournaments as well as national tournaments, whilst we do have boxers at that level. So we are encouraging promoters to look, you know, inter-provincial, not to only focus on their specific province. That is one element that we're going to be looking at. For instance, the Northern Cape has got only two boxers. So how can you go and promote if there are only two boxers? Yeah? Now, what is said with that? For the Northern Cape, during the road show, they had to join the Free State so that they can be part and parcel of their discussion there. But then, development starts at an amateur level. Hence, we need to engage an amateur. We cannot have boxers at a provincial, at a professional level, without having a development at an amateur level. Hence, this engagement with SANAP is very critical, because for us to develop these provinces, there has to be constant engagement and a peer program together with SANAP. So hopefully that SANAP issues will be dealt with, then we'll have that plan in place, because it is really our focus as well that all the nine provinces in this country must be represented when it comes to boxing, because we believe that there is talent in all these provinces. Further to that, the support from provinces. I will make an example with the Eastern Cape. One thing is that sport is a provincial competence. We cannot run away from that. Even though we have national departments, national federations and all that, the fact of the matter is that sport is a provincial competence. Therefore, if the provinces particularly the sports departments, are not working hand in hand with federations, obviously there will be a problem when it comes to that. The Eastern Cape is having a 1 million grant each and every year. Hence you see that 58 there. A 1 million grant where each promoter for development is getting a certain fee to promote development in that particular place. And it's working very, very well. Hence there is activity. Gauteng is an economic hub. It's a different ball game. Even though they do support. But, you know, in terms of sponsors and all that and all that, you know, they are well equipped there. And VZN is coming at number three in terms of activity because the sports department of KZN as well, they are working hand in hand with boxing in terms of development. And now there is this view that it's professional boxing. Therefore, we won't be involved in development. Because development doesn't only end at amateur level. 4 rounders, 6 rounders, 8 rounders. Those are boxers that are still within the development start. Therefore, all provinces must be part and parcel of this development program. Because in order for us to have big champs, provinces must be part and parcel of this. Because if you develop these boxers from amateur, then you just leave them there when they are professional. So it means that we need to engage all the provinces so that they can be a player. You know, as I'm saying that in the Eastern Cape is going out very well. Hence you see that if you look at the ratings, 80% to 70%, 70 to 80% of champions are coming from the Eastern Cape province. Even the people that are rated in our national ratings, most of them are coming from the Eastern Cape province because there is activity there. And government there is hands-on when it comes to this. So now we can have this uniform approach across all these provinces. Boxing in this camp will be number one, definitely. Thank you.
I think that my question, I think I understand what the entities can give in the country, that all provinces must participate. But there's a question, especially on the Western Cape, where I see six and then Ekwab six. At the same time, there is this connotation to say they lack support. It's a question which maybe you can actually say, how come we manage, despite the lack of support, to achieve this goal of six tournaments and then actual tournaments perform at six? So that we can see the entry point, because I think he talked of federations, he talked of people supporting and what have you, grants and what have you. To me, how do we put that in place so that it can talk to us to say there are good people in the Western Cape who support, who did this and this and this, despite the provincial whatever, so that at the end, we have the information and see how, especially you talked of your roadshow, and we also look at ourselves as how do we as a committee come out with a way of our own monitoring or oversight roadshow to say people must know that it's not only the entity, but we are expecting that everybody must have a chance in this foreign code, especially that you said in your vision. You want it to be a leading sporting coach. So that is why, Chairperson, we are actually insisting on that.
Thank you. I would like to know what efforts have been made to solicit support and help these three provinces with views to develop.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. Okay. On the issue of the Western Cape particularly, you made that example. We've got promoters in our provinces who have done that. You see the six tournaments. It's promoters that have done that on their own without the support as compared to the Eastern Cape, for instance, that you see the high number. The promoters there are having support. You know, there are quite a lot of boxers in the Western Cape. There are promoters as well. But, you know, there is not adequate support from the provincial side in terms of having that grant. So the six that you see there is coming from the promoter's will, that they went all the, they went out, you know, with the little resources that are at their disposal to make sure that there is activity in the Western Cape. So we'll see a different picture then if we can get more support, you know, from the government as well as the private sector. I think maybe I have tried to answer that one. On the issue of other provinces, as I said, is that it is work in progress. But we are engaging with these provincial departments, sports departments, you know, the premier offices, so that they can understand our vision. So already we have started with the Eastern Cape, the Western Cape, as well as KZN. So we are going to other provinces because it's work in progress. There was a view that if maybe there is an opportunity that we meet with them at a MINMEC level so that we can present, if maybe the committee can assist with that. Maybe the SA will come and present in a MINMEC meeting whereby we will be presenting the same presentation to all of them and they can see our vision moving forward. You know, having all the, you know, the MECs, you know, in one meeting. So, as I'm saying, it is work in progress. We will be engaging them as we move along, but it will be a bonus if maybe we can meet with them, you know, in a MINMEC meeting to address this issue. Thank you.
Follow up, Chairperson, please.
Let us allow to mind the answer to some of the comrades.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairperson. Good morning to the members. Ladies and gentlemen, to you, Mr. Chairperson. I know there's been a request that the department should also indicate what has support been to Boxing South Africa. Let me indicate that first and foremost, we have increased the grant that we normally give to Boxing South Africa in this financial year, and they're receiving 5 million rand as compared to 2 million in the past. And as per the records in the annual report, you would also see that we have provided financial support in other areas as well in the year 2011-2012. In addition, Mr. Chairperson, we've also increased the human resource support. We have provided human resource support. We've deployed 5 of our interns that were in the department to Boxing South Africa on a full-time basis. We've also seconded, we had a secondment of one of our directors for 3 months at Boxing South Africa to conduct the situation analysis. He has just returned to the department with a full and a detailed report with recommendations that we are now presenting to the DG and to the Minister for us now to action and see what we can do coming out of those recommendations. Our own internal audit component has been working very closely with Boxing South Africa to provide the necessary service of internal control at Boxing South Africa, and that process is ongoing. We have allocated within our own internal audit unit hours where they will be deployed to Boxing South Africa as well, so that when it comes to the audit now and the audit committee, it actually helps and prepares and ensures that processes are in place to address issues of risk so that when the actual audit takes place, then we reduce on all of those issues that come up. Mr. Chairperson, prior to the new board coming on board, the minister had seconded 2 of our senior managers in an ex-officio capacity to the Board of Boxing South Africa. But I think for now the Board of Boxing South Africa is busy working on their own, so those 2 members don't attend meetings. They've requested not to come through until the board themselves can sort out their strategic plan and others. So at some point, I'm sure by invitation, those 2 members will then start attending meetings again. The minister also intervened and actually facilitated a meeting with the SABC and with Boxing South Africa, so that at least the fights, the tournaments that that Boxing South Africa is involved in, get their time and the fund revenue generated for Boxing South Africa. So, Mr. Chairperson, at an appropriate time, I'm sure that coming out of the exercise of SRSA seconding our senior official and given the recommendations he's come up with, we will be able to say further what we're doing after our situation, our report on the situational analysis has been finalized. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chair. My question has not yet been answered. My question is pertaining to the three provinces, namely Mpumalanga, Northwest, and the Free State. What efforts has this body done to develop boxing in these three provinces, and what is the progress there?
When in 5 punches from them, I think you can get a club punch.
This is Mandla. We can't walk forever. The moment we don't have targets, by this time, once we have exist, we are going to walk forever. I don't know whether he read that book, The Pilgrim Progress, or Abu Romandi. Now I'm going to call it. And that is a problem. And the issue, Manager, of saying to us that you are in office 7 months, when you take over, when is that God goes out? You talk everything, and you are impossible. You don't tell us about 7 months. You said that you want to correct it using a policy. So you must correct them. Yeah, we cannot come and we are 7 months there. No. The moment when you take over, that baby is yours. The boat which went out, they left everything behind. They just went out in their jackets. Everything is still there. And that is yours. Thank you.
Chairperson, yesterday the AD said that the big problem with boxing South Africa is that they don't sort of have hands. Not enough hands. Now, it was just reported by the department that they seconded 2 people to boxing South Africa. And they will say, no, we don't need it. Now, really, I don't understand if the APCs that they need hands, they need people. They need people to help, they need assistance. And then the department says, yes, there is assistance. And they say, no, we'll tell you when you know.
Thanks, Chair. I think that Comrade Cora sort of touched a little bit on what I wanted to say. That, Mata, I think you need to understand that I think you've perfected the art of shadow boxing. You know, what I mean by that is you cannot walk away from the fact that the old board did X and you now are doing Y. Comrade Cora is absolutely right. You've inherited that. And we respect the fact that you say this time next year it'll be better. But in the interim, we have an obligation to the taxpayer to say, what are you guys doing? That is why we have to that. What are you doing to correct mishaps of the past? I would have thought your approach should have been, we've inherited this mess. This is our plan going forward. There are going to be shortcomings, so, you know, whatever the case is. I would expect that to be the constructive engagement, instead of trying to wash your hands of what happened in the past. Because I'm afraid we all in this together. We are just as incomplicit. If we don't ask the questions, we're just as liable as you are and everyone else. So we want to make sure that there is full accountability. If it's good or bad news, there needs to be full accountability. So let's stop the shadow boxing and let's get on with the real job of sorting it out.
Thank you, Chair. Honorable Mackenzie, the point is taken, and we will move forward. Take all the issues, you know, as they come. But I just wanted to clarify the truth, you know. We are accountable, hence we are here, and, you know, we are not saying that
whatever that has happened in the past 11 years, you know, we'll be able to change it within 7 months. You know, there is a plan in place, you know, as entailed in our strategic plan. But obviously, there will be shortcomings, as clearly put it. And we are dealing with those shortcomings, you know, with the support coming from the department, with the support coming from this committee as well, because clearly since we've taken over, this committee has been so accommodating to BSA, you know, as we are doing currently now. So we'll really appreciate that support, even more support moving forward. But there is a plan to curb all these issues, but it won't happen, you know, just overnight. You know, it will take a process. So I really thank you for that. The issue of the three provinces highlighted. Once again, there is a plan in place to deal with these provinces. If I can make an example, the provincial manager residing in those specific provinces were also given a package, you know, to go and deliberate with relevant sports bodies, particularly at a government level in those particular provinces. But I don't want to bore you with details and specifics because the chair said that we must deal with issues at a more higher level. Hence, I was saying that, you know, we will be engaging with these three provinces, even all of them, you know, just to really deal with the strategic plan that we have in 2012 up to 2017. So that all the premiers, all the MSCs of sports, you know, and the government in general can understand the vision of Boxing South Africa. If I can make an example, for instance, with local government, I think it's an issue that you know, that we compete with churches. For instance, I got a call, UA1, OR Tambo. They're supposed to be a tournament, but you can't get that tournament because there is a church. But I believe that that wall was built specifically for sports, particularly boxing. So if we are working hand-in-hand with local government, these are the issues that we'll be able to clarify at an infrastructure level, because we don't have our own infrastructure. But these are the issues that I'm saying that they are work in progress. You know, we can't just change them overnight. You know, so these are the challenges that, you know, we like to deliberate on, you know, with the provincial government as well as local government. I know that I didn't respond to the satisfaction of the committee members, but I'm saying that, you know, we are having focus for all the 9 provinces to have boxing and they have to be developed, but it has to start from somewhere. Thank you, Chair.
Well, I don't have something to do. Do you have answered some of the questions? Bear in mind that members of parliament will always try to resolve problems of the high order. Because when we resolve the problems of the society in general, it's elected. And then when we give you money to do so, you must do so and come back to them and say, pay me 100,000 rand, I'm able to perform, and then I didn't perform, I don't have resources. It's just important that members of parliament must always be assisted to resolve problems of their higher order. Because they're not changing society, they're not temporary responsibility. Then we are all getting to do that. And then all of us in our folks, in fact, all of us in our folks, it was very sad when the boxing almost went down in our country because of some kind of leadership. So we know forms are without TV and our coverage. And we know very well that there are challenges. But the point is that we were told that this issue of the sponsors is on TV, right, is going to be covered. And then now it seems that there is delay because of the body and the other side is beyond their control. But generally, I think that we must move on and deal with some of the issues. And we should move to Rani to take us through from the sea.
There is something that they said just on the appointment, delay of the appointment. When I was reading the earlier report, the appointment of okay, I think he's going to talk to that, because when I read, I just looked at, because they talk of a challenge of resources, but there is an advertisement
that was actually taken out, and they need to be an appoint. They need to be appointing an incumbent on that matter. And I wanted to check on how are they going to actually be able to sort of provide, you know, remuneration of that incumbent if they don't have resources. And especially, I think when they report, they would also actually share with us what the department official has talked about. They have given them more support of the 5 million and what have you. Is that 5 million going to go also into salaries or what have you? So at the end, we can have a good picture, because when they don't have resources and they don't have, they have to outsource, because somewhere they would require consultants to do the work. And I don't know how much do they actually take out instead of having their own person that is within them. So that is another area which a person felt needed when they present to talk to me. Even if it's not yet there, but I read, when I was reading, I got a concern on saying, how do they work if they don't have a vacancy and a very critical post for their own information of the committee.
Well, okay, no, I think Divine is the representative now. And then just move from the premium to the one that member of parliament is in charge of the finance. And then the provider of the general what is formed on that, and getting the summarized for that's what the parliament has come to you. And that will answer some of the questions that already focused around the finance.
Okay, sir. Before Jebrani takes over. You know, the one that you see there, this is the current structure. And all the reds, and the Honorable Lee not here, the reds are also appeared. And all the reds means that those are vacancies. But there is a fully functional structure that will talk to the mandate. That is the current strategic plan. You know, I talked of the director marketing and communication. I talked of the director compliance. I talked of the chief financial officer. I talked of the director corporate services, which you won't see there. Because the four that I've just mentioned now, together with the CEO, are the proposed higher officials of BSA in order for us to respond now to the strategic plan that we currently adopted. But now, this is the current structure that we are having with all these vacancies. I just wanted to clarify that. And as well as the situational analysis by Mr. Marke from the Department of Sports is also speaking in detail in terms of all these challenges that BSA is faced with. But I believe maybe it will still come for you to interrogate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Hey, everybody. Let me start with these reds on this slide. Note that these reds, if sold, will help us change the red on the Auditor General's report as well. The red that they that Liu has been referring to is in the Auditor General's report refers to red faces on leadership, on governance and performance, financial management and performance. Now those clearly in our current Auditor General report has not been met in this financial year. And it's understandable because there has not been any audit committee, there has not been internal audit, there's no CFO. Those things deal with leadership and governance issues. That's why we still have the red faces. When I go through the actual significant findings of the audit report, you see our action plan to all those things. And for performance, with regard to the red faces of performance, it's regarding the performance information that they reported on. Now, with what happened in this current financial year is the new board adopted the old strategic plan. So they decided in the middle of the year to not change the old strategic plan because half the year had already been done. They decided to create a new strategic plan for 2012 to 2017. That's why the indicators in the old strategic plan were not smart, and that's why we had so many findings of performance situation, hence the red faces in our Auditor General report. Hopefully that answers the story about the red faces. Before I go on, the question about the CEO's bonus, I came in here in January 2011. I joined the entity. I actually was coming from the Auditor General. I used to audit Boxing South Africa. So when I entered the entity, none of the staff of Boxing South Africa were on the DPSA salary scales, and they had no remuneration policy. So when I entered the entity, we adopted the DPSA salary scale, and I had transferred everybody to this DPSA scale. Along with the DPSA, adopting DPSA salary scale was their policy on it. Included in that is that everybody is entitled to benefits as well as the 13 check. So the bonus that's reflected there is actually a 13 check and not like a performance bonus or something or anything like that. Just to clear that up. Okay, let's go to the annual report. Okay, before I go there, since the revenue estimates are talking to the filling of the post, as the mayor had said that sports and recreation had given us additional grants, if you look up at the slide, for 2011-12, sports did give us, if you look at the second line, an additional grant of 7.8 billion. That 7.8 million really drastically assisted PSA with regard to settlement of long-outstanding debts, which is the SARS and HSA that has been accumulated over the years. So that $7.8 million was allocated to pay all these long-outstanding creditors. Then if we go to the next 3 years, is this year, they've given us an additional grant of $2.1 million, then $3.3 million and $4.4 million, approximately $9 million, which is really going to assist the entity. Over the years, if I look at it, PSA had received $2.2 million in the previous year and less than that over the years before that. And I think that was the main cause of where they are now, because every year they would have a deficit, they would incur a deficit. And that was not brought to the attention of Sports and Recreation and Treasury. In previous years, because of the lack of top leadership, we never had a CEO, proper CEO, stable CFO. So that was majorly the problem that now has been addressed in the 2011-12 financial year. By us having meetings, the CEO and I and the board, having meetings with National Treasury and Sport, had actually painted the picture to Treasury and Sport as to where the problem is and how we're going to solve it. And Sport had really come to the party and assisted us by reducing our creditors, helping us settle the debt that has been accumulated. And over the NTF period, given us approximately $9 million. Now, the $9 million, what happened was we also have a shortfall of revenue for our day-to-day expenditure. That's why in the years before they used to have deficits. But now, that's still in the gap between for day-to-day expenditure as well as to fill in the significant posts that I highlighted to you in the organizational structure. The reason why the Director of Compliance and other directors are missing from here is that the approved grant and revenue that we already have, as I show you in this table, does not fully give us opportunity to fill in the gap of the directors and the compliance director and the other director that was mentioned. Okay, in terms of the annual report, so the 2011-12 financial year, Boxing South Africa had two qualifications. These qualifications are relating to trade in other payables and trade in other receivables. These amounts are actually relating to tournament debtors and creditors. That is, balances that were owed to or by DSA from promoters for tournaments. And the balance that could not be, had a limitation of scope, and that's why it was qualified, is relating to the opening balance that could not be confirmed by AGSA because there was no supporting documentation and this was due to lack of proper financial administration for the previous in the previous years. I can actually confirm that all the figures that were that under the 2011-12 financial year had been verified. The only qualification is due to the opening balances from prior years. Now, the action plan to that is that we, the entity and the board, well, they wanted to write off the debt to be able to save this qualification. And we followed the process of writing it off. But ADSA was not satisfied with the process and recommended that before we write off the debt, we follow a process of negative confirmation being sent to the relevant promoters that the balances exist. What exactly happened here is the balances exist in our books, but there's no documents to support it. And there's no telling whether the balances are correct because of the financial administration problem in previous years. So ADSA recommends that before we decide to write off this debt and credit it, that we send our confirmation to the relevant promoters. And if they get back to us saying that in their books it is zero, we don't owe them anything or they don't owe us anything, so on that basis, we can write them off. So currently, we are busy with that process of sending letters to the promoters and waiting for the feedback. If they say that we owe them something or they owe us, they must send us evidence to support that, and that's when we will settle them or they will settle us. So that's with regard to the qualification. If we move on, the emphasis of NASA, the one issue is significant uncertainties. That was as a result of contingent liabilities arising from pending lawsuits. Even these lawsuits were actually from previous years. They were carried over, and therefore the contingent liability exists because they have not been settled as yet. The CEO is busy trying to resolve these issues to avoid this possible liability. Restatement of corresponding figures. Okay, this was as a result of an opening balance which was incorrect. ADSA audited the closing balance last year as accurate, and for some reason the opening balance was inaccurate on the statement. So it was an insignificant amount, but it had to be put in a emphasis of matter. The next issue is going concern. Very important issue. There is still a risk that the entity may not be able to go on business considering the actual net deficit position. Now, the AG says that even though we, on the statement of financial performance, had a net surplus, because of the write-off of SARS, the portion, we are still in a deficit. We are still technically in a deficit, which is somewhat true because of our financial problem. The only way that we'll be able to resolve that part and to lower the risk of going concern is to obtain an increase in our financial resources. Now, what we're doing about that is trying to obtain more sponsorship. Sports and Recreation has assisted us with additional grants, and that's going to improve our financial situation, hence our going concern. Performance information, I've already dealt with the reasons why our performance information it appears there, and now we've got a new strategic plan. We still have an issue with indicators because National Treasury says that we cannot put in an indicator if we have no budget for it. And at this stage, we have no budget for any strategic objectives. So we are in consultation with National Treasury on how we're going to resolve this problem of indicators in our strategic plan. In terms of audit committee, the new board wished to appoint a new audit committee when they were appointed. And so the process has not been complete as of 31st March. The interview process, as Mandla was saying, is in progress at the moment. Internal audits, there was no revenue available for us to commit to internal audit in the 2011-12 financial year. As Sport has clarified, their internal audit team will do an internal audit function for this financial year. From these action plans, you can see that our smiley faces are going to turn next year. With governance, because we've got our audit committee will be done in November, internal audit function is there, so hopefully the faces will change in the next financial year. Just to give you a comparison between last year's financial, the balances at 31st March 2011 and 31st March 2012, the major stressor analysis, As you can see, we had a SARS balance of 8.6 million that has been settled. It's now zero. Auditor General was 755, now it's zero. Trade payables is the qualification that I was talking about. And it was 878, now it's 177. Board fees, 324, now it's zero. And audit committee fees is 36, now it's zero. Overall, you can see that it was 10.5 million credited in previous year, and as of 31st March 2012, it's 177. That's a drastic drop in credit that has improved our accumulated deficit surplus position. I forgot to put the accumulated deficit surplus position, but from my head, accumulated deficit as of 31st March was 6.5 million. And that was because of the deficit over the years that had accumulated. Now, what happened was when we settled all the creditors, it assisted, and that changed our accumulated, our net asset position, and we are now in 1.3 accumulated surplus. Just to give you a breakdown of the expenditure analysis that one of the members were actually talking about, it has been an improvement, just to clarify the changes. This is coming directly from your statement of financial performance in the annual report. It's just giving you the changes in terms of percentage. On expenditure, our expenditure increased by 28%, and this was as a result of the appointment of the CEO, as well as the inclusion of the benefits, because the staff of BSA have never enjoyed benefits from the time they were employed at BSA because of the problem of finances. But because the BSA salary policy has been used, they are entitled to those benefits, like pension, medical aid, housing, and that was also implemented in this financial year. The issue, the decrease in depreciation by 35% is as a result of assets that have reached the end of their use life and they're not in use. So that's the decrease in depreciation. Finance costs. Finance costs decreased by 88%, and that is as a result of settlement of long-outstanding creditors because of no interest now is being incurred on these long-outstanding creditors. So that's why a drastic change. Then general expenses, it dropped by 24%, and this is as a result of conservative spending, whereby we, through our finance reports, monitor the budget versus spending, budget versus actual, do our risk assessment, and then create action plans to monitor the spending. And there it dropped by 24%. Overall, the total expenditure dropped for the year by 17%, which is quite good for the entity. To give you a breakdown of what our BSA revenue is made up of, it's made up of the sports grant, which is 5 million for this financial year. It's made up of sponsorship, which at this stage is zero, but there is negotiations with LABC. We're waiting for that. The contract, and then it's license fees and sanctioning fees. That is the amount that the actual till the end of September 2012, sorry, and the forfeit fees. Other provincial grants, Intercape again, they have given us a 1 million rand grant, and that is a conditional grant. It's for development in development projects. Another one of our conditional grants that have been approved recently is Capita. Capita is also providing a conditional grant to assist in development. Okay, I'm done with this slide, so it should be fine. Just for the main goals, to end it off, is that the high-level goals at this stage is to generate additional revenue through sponsorship. And the appointment of the CFO, which is a very important factor, it will be done, and it should be done by end of November, and filling up the significant posts which we've been through, and clean audit reports. What we've already done to be able to obtain clean audit report is we've created an action plan this year. It has been tabled as a board, and it has been communicated to staff members. This is going to, on a monthly basis, the departments will actually do progress reports to make sure that these action plans have been achieved by the end of the financial year. If we are able to write off the previous year's payables and receivables, we should not have a qualification in the next financial year. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much for the presentation. were all of members then invited to make your own.
Thank you, Chairperson. And also thank you for the presentation on the Mali matter. And also having cited your own shortfalls and your qualifications and giving us maybe some food of thought to say some of the qualifications are still the responses on them from your suppliers are still awaited. And I don't know how long does it take you, because you talk about opening and opening and your closing balances, and when you say maybe if you get some feedback, maybe the status quo can change. I don't know how long does that take, and especially where you are having the vacancy of a financial CFO, where you are saying you have a vacancy who is doing your work at the present moment. Because to me, when I take from the presentation of the the briefing by the Auditor General yesterday, it seems as if the entity has been suffering both from qualification and abundance. I don't know, because somewhere I saw in your CEO's remarks when he said that there were some resignation of Mr. Kubana. I don't know what Kubana was doing, was he a CFO or what have you. And to me, it raises so many questions to say, how do you actually operate without a permanent CFO? Are you using who to do that function? And the capability, because to me, if you are coming with your annual report, we still have an outstanding supporting document of your finances. To me, it says, when are we going to get it? Are we going to get it as an addendum, or are we going to request that deficit? We get it as soon as they receive it, because we are not going to await for them that they present it in 2012-2013 financial year. So we'll be very happy so that we can look at your efforts, because I think when the presenter was saying, I'm saying 7 months in office, but sometimes I could see that he's eager in responding, trying to say that, okay, we had actually inherited a state of affairs of a negative state of affairs, but we're improving. But how soon can we get that? So that can assist us to say, yes, something is doing. Because I'm afraid that before we don't get that, even what the department is giving as a grant can also go in and also be used without any way of getting the feedback, whether this is how it was used, and you can have the records, and then when it goes to the AG's office, then you are having a clean audit.
Yeah, yesterday, when the AG was here, I asked them a question, do they interact with you as to assist and point out the shortcomings? And they said, yes, they do that. Now, the one problem here is, again, when you go to interrogate, you will be told about 7 months period. And there's such a lot of things with the ideas, I like it. We come from last year, and they are there again this year. Now, with that engagement, yes, one understands there's no CFO. But there are some people who are trying to assist, and these people who have been seconded by the department. But I don't see an improvement in these things. And that is a point of concern, really. And that's why you left a threat on the governance, on the leadership, and the problem of your procurement also, that you still have three quotations. You don't do that. And the simple things, which one don't understand. But this is as it may. One did get what the CEO gets. Now, I don't understand yet the board members. Yes, amounts and vacant leaders. Can you tell us, what are you paying Saganito for attending a meeting so that
what can affect all those things? Or how are they, what is happening? Are they remunerated to for attending meetings? And if that's the case, tell us what we've watched on this page. I don't understand. Can you take us through this page, please, sir? This is 52, no? Yeah, 52.
Okay. No, I think your values should have been that.
Thank you.
And, and then surely at the end, I think you can't have to be out there. I'm glad that the rest is our leadership, the financial issue that in the financial issue, shifted that one to the CFO, all the amendment that is all the committee, all that to be able then to choose the desired and then and the leadership, that is the governance issue, isn't that 100% right? And then in terms of the, not even, but in terms of the organization as I was telling you, but then, and as I'm saying, I pay you a lot of the older activities in terms of the committee. But also, they don't write anything before they give you to comment and give information, written information, not verbal information. But it seems, you are saying, this is the past. In the next financial year, we'll reduce the rest from leadership to create. I think we have 100% free. And we'll reduce the rest from the financial performance management. And then on government, also once you have still a position, you can find yourself. Okay, now that's fine. But if there are reasons you should do, you also don't pay your service provider. Is the problem. I think it's the problem of government in general. It's the problem that they come up with, they will not answer that. But exactly, we all know that the president indicated that every person is paying the security tax, dedicated to some administration. But since we are paying this for 59 days and whatever, you know, there's been a problem, and as a result of that, you have to make a lot of interest. And for a small organization like you, I think you'll be really tough. If you have many, also there's no advantage. And if you have suppliers that you don't pay them on time, you have to pay in charge, your cash flow problem will occur. That will not happen. I think the department will also assist us when they answer to that person with the thing.
Thank you, Chef. Okay, let's deal with one at a time. In terms of the assistance from sports about the secondment, it's actually the CFO and Mr. Singh that was seconded to sit on their board meetings. Now, this is just the board, but we need people like the CFO and the directors and things like that, top-level management. And yes, sports has sent us interns to assist in our very low-level operational activities, but we need competent people. That's the important thing. Competent management level people to assist in turning this DSA around. And that's the shortfall here. In terms of CFO, who has been there from the beginning, it's actually me. I have been appointed in January 2011 as a financial management consultant. I carry out the duties of CFO. So I've been trying to assist where I can to turn this place around. In terms of the resignation of Alifani Kobana, he was actually HR that was there during that used to do all HR functions. Now, in the absence of him, we have the HR consultant that does the payroll for us. But we need to appoint the HR. We have been really assisting us with regard to advertising because we don't have a budget for advertising, so they advertise posts for us. The upcoming posts that's going to be advertised is the PH, the CEO, and the HR. As I said, the budget, we can only fill posts when budget is available. In this financial year, we budgeted to fill the post of the CFO. In the next financial year, it's the HR and PH CEO. And in the following year, it's the other post that I had up there. Okay, in terms of the member emoluments, the board members, we pay board members in terms of a certificate that's issued by, a directive that's issued by DPSA. I'm sure you'll be aware of the figures. It's every year it's issued by DPSA, and I think in that financial year it was, I think, 2754 per person, per member of the board. 2754 per member per meeting. Okay? And I think for the chairperson it was 3 point something. So that's how, so this is actually how we got to the figures of what we owe them. It is based on their attendance at the board meetings as well. But I think in the next financial year, I'm going to give a big breakdown of the meetings that it was attended for, so that you know, okay, fine, while I had attended 5 meetings, for the 5 meetings, he has gotten 19,000. And that divided by that will give you what he gets for each meeting. So that is based on the actual amount that is issued by the PSA. We use those rates. Every year it changes. I think this year it's 2.9 per member. And committee rates are different as well, but it's issued by DPSA. In terms of the interest that's accumulated in the previous year, the fact that we don't pay creditors on time, this is because of the reason of not having funding. Now, we get our funding per quarter. Once we submit our quarterly report, we get our quarterly grant. So that is the problem of it. Sometimes we submit our quarterly report, and then the process of transferring the grant is delayed. And so we literally don't have money in the bank account to even pay our salaries. I know last year, during August, that was the problem. So we approached Sports and Recreation to assist us, and now they pay us our grant in two halves, one at the beginning and one half the year, so that we have the funds available to avoid not paying these creditors on time. And so that we can budget the money properly and we can pay our salaries as well. We don't run into a problem of, at the end of the third month, we're waiting for grants so that we can pay salaries and pay creditors. I hope that answers all the questions. If I miss out anything, can you let me know?
The person, how long are we going to get the responses?
Yes. In terms of the promoters, is that the question? Okay. Well, the letters, on the letters that we've written, because sometimes promoters delay and they take their own time, we wrote them a letter, please respond by 31st August, October 2012. If no response is received, we will take it that BSA did not owe you anything or you did not owe BSA anything. And because we have to have a cut off time to make sure that we sort out our problems in our book as well. We cannot go another year waiting for promoters to confirm these balances. So that process is being followed. By 31st October, we will round up all that we have as our supporting documentation, because when AGSA comes in next year, they want to see what we have done to ensure that we follow the process before we take the initiative to write off those debtors and creditors. Okay.
No, that's fine. Members are fine in this financial day, but I think the members are fine.
Definitely, Mr. Chairperson, we will definitely look at that and discuss it when our DG meets with the heads of departments at his headcom meetings. We are scheduled to have a meeting on the 22nd of October. Perhaps we can put it as an agenda item where we can discuss this.
Okay. No, I think we might also come to the airport. unqualified or a clean or copy of bonus. I think the CFO can give in a bonus. But unqualified audit after 11 years. I think that's what you are saying, that when we met at the moment, we are going to be here. So our term ends in 2014. Therefore, you are binding yourself to us by here. Unless the Congress call us to find it for it to go out. But we are going to be here, we are noting this point, because it's important for us to have clean audit or unqualified audit. Because that would be the only thing we need for having credibility when we raise matters with a sponsor. Because there's no sponsor on to fund an organization that can account and clear things. I think it's very important. We're also raising an issue that we have signed already a memorandum of understanding approved at the board. They are waiting for AAPC to attach their signature. And therefore, I think the Ministry General was the one who was stating that I think our minister was without the view in general, you won't be able to respond. Because every sponsor, they want their name to appear there. When officers that is punching the shadow. And by the point again, since we are also moving with speed and of promotion of female boxing, it seems that we have soon world champions in the boxing, in the female boxing category. Of course, in the world, so 7 all in all, all 17 boxing. And then that of promotion of the 5. I think about the raising the issue of taking care of our boxers generally. Do you think that if a person comes there from anything, become a champion, taking care of that, assisting them to manage their affairs properly? So some of the problems our sports has is that they get rich today, within 10 years, all of them are almost poor. That is because we are not assisting them to capacitate them to manage their affairs, manage their resources in a manner that will assist them 10 years or 20 years down the line. That's why then when come to the perform in the day, it's only a field of one that can be performed. It's really no problem. So we have done that we are raising the tax, we have to assist them. And of course, we hope we are going to fill your position at our bottom. According to our budget position, we are already secured, and I think the CFO will be employed soon. And then we have really issue, of course, that when we are presenting this report, it's always preferable for the CEO or a shepherd not to report to the president. And you know that there's a compulsory issue that the minister and the accounting officer and the director general, when you present annual report to the president, bearing in mind, you are not in favor to us. It's not just someone that are doing favor for the team. You are doing this thing as an obligation for your own accountants. You are not doing favor for someone that is a sale of responsibility. And then we always say that always, we never have a very conflictual relationship with all agencies. As long as we don't have a responsibility and even if you are very harsh on you for the benefit of the entire country organization. I think it's very important that you do that. And then of course you have presented the next year, of course, the chairperson and the CFO will be part of the CEO that will show that they can do it. That's why I beg again that they don't take their responsibility seriously for that. So don't want the special part about it. And then the story of having by the rules of the country, not that the board somewhere dealing with dealing farming somewhere in Singapore. Not a very chicken or a sport. that board that is a responsibility living the life of thousands of people. Having learned from our history, many of us, we have a prominent single the DJs and the pop stars, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years down the line, we must be able to set our community. I think we are the people of the country. Hopefully, that will be the people who will be the government and policy. And then very soon, even the Northern Cape, instead of having two, I think we'll have many pop stars there. I think the folks in general are not popular. Because number two popular stars, when it comes to then you had more challenges, that's a leadership issue, to ensure that again you can become a much more country. Because the viewership is still there, without the organization not there for us to do this. Of course, in general, that must be affecting your ability to do it. Hopefully, very soon we'll have some power to participate in the Olympic Games and winning the Olympic Games. Not big, but winning twice. I think that's what Manta said, you are the people. And then we run, I think, next time, the rest will be bigger. And then if you want to be up here, that's why we start working today. There are, I think, numbers of people are here with their presentation, and I saw that. A lot of improvement, a lot of studying, a lot of work. You are members of the institution. You are staff, man. That's some of the challenges of the department. Reserve every room for the department for next week when the minister, the director general is speaking here. I hope this is a meeting room and then to account to the committee about the issue that are raised on this issue. We are mindful that the department, in terms of resource wise, a small department, but in terms of all of us agreeing now, that force is taking a very important. Been significant in terms of our national progress. I think all of us now, I think it's probably very important. I hope everyone will be going forward now is going to catch up that correct to ensure that the important part of the kind of nation building social issues is going to assist us. That's what sport is no longer just something for it's a big industry all over the world now. And of course I'm sure that you have thank you very much for attending our member and the meeting is adjourned and I'm sure we are calling you to come and see us during the game.